WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. The world being dealt two celebrity blows today. The music world mourning the loss of rock icon Meat Loaf. The 74-year-old died Thursday night with his wife by his side, his family has confirmed. But sources are telling TMZ that Meat Loaf was supposed to attend a business dinner this week, but it was canceled because the singer became seriously ill with COVID-19, and it's unclear if he was vaccinated. Meatloaf was part of our soundtrack of life in the 70s and 80s with his Bat Outta Hell album, which remains one of the top 10 best-selling of all time. Years later, winning a Grammy for the hit song I'd Do Anything for Love. And over his six-decade career, Meatloaf also starred in 65 movies, including the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Fight Club. Comedian and actor Louis Anderson has also died. He was 68 and had been battling blood cancer. The stand-up comedian made his late-night debut in 1984 on The Tonight Show. He had several solo stand-up specials on cable TV over the years, as well as several films under his belt. A new law in the Garden State mandates domestic violence training for local prosecutors, assistant county prosecutors, judges, and police. Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz says when officers are responding to the scene of a domestic violence dispute and allegations are made,
they need to be educated and trained on how to treat these victims and to say, you know, to listen to the story and not be quick to say, it didn't really happen, you're just calling us in, or you deserved it.
She adds domestic violence survivors need to feel safe when reporting abuse, and uniform standards need to be in place to make sure that happens. State police say a Wednesday night rush hour fire that shut down the Garden State Parkway in both directions near exit 91 in Brick for almost 11 hours appears to have been deliberately set, possibly by a group of juveniles. They are now seeking the public's help in what is termed as an arson investigation. Several people were seen running from the fire into the Evergreen Woods apartment complex nearby. So far, no arrests have been made. Climate activists have taken Governor Murphy's administration to court, trying to force faster action on climate change. John Reichman of Blue Wave NJ says the lawsuit is necessary because the state rejected Empowered NJ's push for rules that would implement Murphy's state goal for reducing emissions.
Simply stated, the governor's actions aren't in line with his rhetoric.
In the first 2 days of his second term, Murphy has been bashed by immigrant advocacy groups for shifting money out of a pandemic relief fund for the undocumented, criticized by the nurses union for eliminating a test-out option from a vaccine mandate, and has been sued by environmentalists. A New Jersey couple is working on returning $2,000 worth of items to Walmart after their toddler accidentally made the purchase online. The Kumar family tells News 12 their 22-month-old was playing on an electronic device when he accidentally started buying things from Walmart. The parents say they will now be removing credit card information from their phones. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free mobile app to get breaking news alerts sent to your smartphone. A frigid couple of days ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
If it's happening in New Jersey, it's happening on New Jersey 101.5.
Here is your fast traffic.
The big traffic story continues to be an overturned tractor trailer on the New Jersey Turnpike, obviously in the truck lanes, just a little bit to the south of exit 10, which is Route 287 and 440. The left lane is closed, and the traffic in the truck lanes is backed up all the way to just off the Raritan River Bridge, the Bassillon Bridge, and also we're looking at delays in the car lanes that run back almost to that distance as well. That's pure curiosity seekers on that. If you choose to go with Route 1 or Route 27 or Route 18. Those are all very doable. Garden State Parkway is also doable, although I don't believe they allow trucks on that section of the parkway. Meanwhile, we're good to go for 287, 195, 295, and the Atlantic City Expressway. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1218 on New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey Radio.
First time caller. Really love what you do. Thank you so much.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Arctic air is back and the deep freeze is on again. Temperatures across New Jersey stuck below freezing for the next 48 to 60 consecutive hours at least. Mid-20s this afternoon, that's all you get under mostly to partly sunny skies. We'll stay dry for now, although tonight there is a chance for some snow showers creeping into southern New Jersey. That's stemming from a coastal storm system well to our southeast. Little to no accumulation here, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures tonight in the frigid lower teens. Still frozen tomorrow with sunshine and blue skies. Highs only make it to around 30. Sunday will be slightly warmer, mid to upper 30s with sun and clouds and a few late day flurries. Thanks to a reinforcing shot of cold air, we're stuck in the 30s again on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
All right. Wayne, 17. Princeton, 20. Upper Deerfield, 20. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.